everyone, and welcome to Simara's audio experience. In this episode, episode number 97, I'll be talking about the interplay of passive investing, wealth inequality, and geopolitical challenges in the modern world. So this is going to be a short episode. This is going to be a very short episode, just so you all know. Okay, so in recent decades, passive investing, right, which is different from active investing. Active investing is you have a manager managing your money for you. Passive investing is you just put your money into a 401k, you put your money into index funds, and it just tracks the market. So there's no active management. So it has revolutionized the way that people participate in the stock market. And we have large firms like BlackRock, Fidelity, and Vanguard, which have amassed, right? They have trillions of dollars, literally trillions of dollars under management. It has given them significant control over a substantial portion of the global economy. However, the rise of passive income has also raised concerns about the concentration of power, as a few asset management giants hold substantial stakes in numerous large companies. Moreover, this trend intersects with wealth inequality, which has become a pressing issue globally, contributing to socio-economic challenges and geopolitical complexities. Now, passive investing has gained traction due to its simplicity, right? Low cost and potential to match market returns. The influx of funds into index tracking funds has, however, led to a concentration of ownership among a very, very few major asset management firms. A lot of people argue that this concentration may enable these firms to exert influence over corporate decision making, potentially leading to conflicts of interest. It is essential to acknowledge that these firms generally operate as passive investors, mirroring the performance of the underlying index, and do not actively manage the companies they invest in. Like I said, they do not manage. They're active managers. But still, the CSIs demand scrutiny and consideration of potential implication. The growing wealth gap is a significant concern in many countries, with profound implications for societies and economies. While central bank policies such as low interest rates and quantitative easing, which we will talk about low interest rates tomorrow, because tomorrow the Fed, not tomorrow, on Wednesday, the Fed is going to have a meeting which they will decide to maybe leave the rate as it is or increase it, because now the inflation is hovering around 3%. So I'm guessing they may increase the interest rates just a little, or they may leave it as it is. Okay, I don't know, but they will not lower it. I'm certain about that. Like, I'm 100% certain they will not lower it. While central bank policies such as low interest rates and quantitative easing can inflate asset prices, why is that? When central banks print money, they purchase assets. And owners of those assets are just few, maybe 1%. And those assets increase in price because you have all this money chasing after very few assets. It benefits the owners of those assets. So that increases the inequality, the wealth inequality. So wealth inequality, now it's not only monetary, we also have unequal access to education around the world, job opportunities, right? Unemployment rates are increasing, inheritance and tax policies. So to tackle these complex issues, policymakers need to implement comprehensive measures, including targeted social programs, investments in education and infrastructure, and progressive taxation and strategies for fostering inclusive economic growth. Only through these multifaceted approaches can we hope to narrow the wealth gap and promote a fairer society. This has gave rise to a wave of populism characterized by a rejection of the political establishment and support for charismatic leaders, has been fueled in part by economic frustration and perceived marginalization. Populist messages are amplified through modern media, particularly social media and digital platforms, creating an echo chamber that polarizes societies and contribute to a more contentious political climate. An informed and engaged citizenry is crucial in countering these diverse narratives and promoting constructive dialogue. And we also have in the East the rise of China, a political rival, a superpower rival to the established power United States. China is a remarkable economic growth and increasing global popular influence have disrupted the traditional balance of power. As China emerges as a major economic and technological powerhouse, it challenges the long-standing global leadership of the United States. The dynamic between major powers can influence geopolitical stability, trade relations, and international alliances. Diplomacy and cooperation remain pivotal in managing political tensions and fostering global stability. Now, to end this episode, I will say that the interplay of passive investing, wealth inequality, population, and shifting geopolitical realities underscores the complex challenges our modern world faces. Addressing these issues requires comprehensive approaches that encompass economic reform, social policies, investments in education and skills development, fair taxation and international cooperation, responsible for corporate governance, transparency in financial markets, and sustainable economic growth are also integral to building a more equitable and stable global order. As we navigate this intricate landscape, it is essential to remember that addressing these issues and challenges demands collective efforts from governments, international institutions, civil societies, and engaged citizens. Only through thoughtful and inclusive actions can we strive towards a future characterized by fairness, prosperity, and global cooperation. Thank you all for listening to this episode.